Well, welcome to the very first Kid Stuff Parent Podcast. My name is Billy Phoenix, and I am your host for this session. And we are so, so excited that you've joined us for our very first one of these. Let me tell you, take a second here and tell you a little bit about what the Kid Stuff Podcast is all about. Every month at Kid Stuff Live, you're going to see us roll out a big idea. And your kids are going to be able to absorb this idea over the month and upstreet, and also as you work through this as a family and your takeout and Kid Stuff Online, you as a parent are going to be able to experience this both in Kid Stuff Live and as you process it with your family. We wanted to create a little section of our website world that you're going to be able to access just as a parent. With this Kid Stuff Parent Podcast, we want to give you some thoughts and give you some ideas about how you can process the big idea both in your own life and in the life of your kids. And so that's what we're going to do every month. We're going to roll out one of these podcasts for you that centers around that month's big idea. You'll find this every month on our website, and you'll be able to download it and burn it onto a CD or hopefully throw it on your iPod and spend some time with it as well as just listening to it on your computer. So we're real excited about today's podcast. We've got a really good friend of mine that's going to come through and help us to talk through this big idea of self-control. And so without further ado, let's go to that. Well, we are talking about self-control this October, and I am excited to be joined by a good friend of mine and our illustrious campus director at our Buckhead Church in Jeff Henderson. So, Jeff, welcome to the very first Kid Stuff Parent Podcast.
Wow. Thanks for calling me illustrious, too.
You are.
I'm going to look that word up.
Jeff is joining us today because we're going to talk through this issue of self-control. And as you're going to find out over the next couple of podcasts and from here on out, is that we're going to like to take the big idea from every month at Kid Stuff and let a couple of parents, a couple of staff people, a couple of pastors in our midst, and some experts on the subject come in and talk about it, just in kind of a conversation on, hey, how does this apply to our lives as adults and as parents, but also to how do we as parents turn around and apply this to our kids and help them learn the big idea. So I've asked Jeff to come here today. Like I said, Jeff is our campus pastor here at Buckhead Church and a father. Jeff, tell us a little bit about your family.
Well, Billy, as you know, Wendy and I have been married for 12 years this fall, and she's so much fun. I was thinking about this. Wendy and Joy, your wife, are a lot alike. They're very fun. They're kind of go-getters. And
yeah.
Just they have so much fun in life, and I'm not sure why they married you and me. But
we both married up, for sure.
And like you as well, I have a daughter. My daughter, Jessie, is 9, and my son, Cole, will be 7 this fall.
That's great. That's great.
Both upstreeters.
Both upstreeters, both going to be living out self-control this October as well.
I'm excited about this for them, mainly for Cole.
Yeah, we've felt a lot of parents are excited about this topic. And so just jumping right in, you know, we've been tossing this word, you know, self-control around at Kid Stuff Live. Those of you that were there were able to help kick that off with us. You've seen it in your takeout this month. And also, you've obviously found your way to Kid Stuff Online. And so you hear us talking about self-control. But Jeff, I want to ask you, what is that we toss that word around a lot, especially in church circles. What does self-control mean to you as a Christian, as a pastor, and as a father?
Well, you know, as a father, I think I want my kids to be under control and all that's great. But the more I've thought about it, and this has been great, I'm so thrilled that Kid Stuff is talking about this because I think, obviously, self-control is so critical. But I don't necessarily think it's the goal in mind in the sense that I want my kids to be self-controlled. But I think I've got to do more as a dad to tell them why I want them to be self-controlled. And, you know, I think about it in terms of the question that Andy is challenging us as a staff and as a church, you know, all the time. In light of your future hopes and dreams, what's the wise thing to do? And if you just say, what is the wise thing to do? That's only half of that equation. So I think self-control is dependent on what's the vision for your life. What's the vision that God has for your life? And so Wendy and I are trying to continue to instill in Jesse and Cole that, hey, God has a very special plan for your life. And for you to realize that plan and experience that plan, then you're going to have to apply self-control in some areas of life. And, you know, the Bible talks about that in Galatians, that self-control is one of the fruits of the Spirit. But I think that is tied into what's God's plan for your life? And to get there are some things that God's going to propel you towards, and there's some things that God's going to repel you against. And a lot of that applies to self-control.
Yep. And it's so important. It's amazing how we talk about this starting at baby dedication all the way up, is that our kids are hardwired to follow us.
Right.
And for us as parents and as adults, they're going to follow our lead on self-control. I want to ask you a question that gets down to brass tacks, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but I'm going to put you on the spot. And that is, where does Jeff Henderson, how does self-control play into your life? If your kids are hardwired to follow you, where do they see their dad excel, and where do they see their dad struggle maybe a little bit with his self-control?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think for me as a dad, part of the self-control issues that I'm dealing with right now is to be fully engaged with my family. In other words, your friends and mine have these things called crackberries or blackberries, and you and I don't struggle with that because we have iPhones.
No, different, totally different.
And so I want to be fully engaged, and whether I'm at dinner with my kids or at home when I get home, it's just so easy to be pulled into that direction because text message, the phone's going off. So I just tried my best to be fully engaged. And what that requires for me to do when I get home is to turn my phone off. What that requires me to do is when we're out to dinner, I'm not going to check text message or deal with all that. But that's very, very difficult for me to be fully engaged and leave work behind. And I think a lot of working parents struggle with that because there is no such thing as after hours anymore. You're always on. So I have to be really self-controlled to go, you know what, I'm going to leave work alone right now, and I'm going to be fully engaged with my family. I'm not going to be checking email on my phone. And that may sound like the silliest thing in the world, but that's kind of where I'm really struggling in terms of self-control.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I'm dealing with. And Wendy is a great source of accountability. You know, she'll just, if she finds me looking at the phone, she'll go, "Don't be that dad. Don't be that dad." So that's a good source of accountability for me.
What are some specific things that you've put in your life that helps you be more self-controlled? In other words, what are some areas you're like, you know, I'm going to, you know, you've said the one in keeping intentional time with your family, but what are some other areas you're like, you know, I need to be more self-controlled about this, and you've actually succeeded at, and it's, you're seeing the fruit of that now? Because what we hear you talking about is that, you know, it's not just wanting to do something, but it's putting the parameters, the disciplines in your life to do it. Where are you seeing the fruit of self-control in your life?
Yeah, well, I'm not a naturally disciplined person. That doesn't come easy for me. But one thing I have done for a while is I've gotten in a pretty good system of taking care of myself in terms of what I eat and exercise. Part of that is because Wendy's 8 years younger than me, so I'm trying to keep up, you know. And plus, working here at Buckhead, you've got people who are, I think, our youngest staff member is 15, I think. I'm just kidding.
Right.
But so you got all, you know, I live, my wife is younger than me. I work with all these young people at Buckhead. So in terms of, I've got a pretty consistent workout routine, exercise routine, and fairly consistent health nutrition plan. But that's not to say, you know, my big vice in life is Coca-Cola Classic.
Yeah.
And so, but I think I've been able to kind of keep a pretty good system in terms of doing that on a regular basis. And it's really a non-negotiable for me.
Yeah.
I mean, Kristen, who does my schedule, she knows not to schedule really early morning meetings for me because that's kind of the workout time for me.
Yeah, and it's true. I mean, I'll be coming up in the elevator. And yes, for those of you that go to North Point in Brownsbridge, we do have an elevator in our church. I'll be coming up in the elevator, and the doors will open, and here comes Jeff Henderson stepping on his workout clothes. And it's a reminder to me that I'm like, I need to do the same. But, you know, it's funny that you say that it's been a discipline for you because I'm starting to be better about this too, but it seems unnatural. A lot of times when we talk about self-control and we talk about the things that we want to do in our life as disciplines, they seem so unnatural to us. And it seems so much more easier than to say, well, I just want to kind of go with the flow, whether it be my emotions and my temper or the way I eat or the words that I choose to use or the time that I want to spend and just kind of go along with it. I mean, How does that play out in your life when you're trying to go against the unnatural sides of it? Do you feel that's part of it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, to me, it's like my emotions are about today, but my hopes are about tomorrow. And that's where I really think self-control can come in. And that's why I try to challenge Jesse and Cole to say, hey, look, you're going to be placed in situations where you're going to want to take the easy way out. That's your emotions. I want you to constantly ask yourself the question, you know, what's the wise thing that you think God wants you to do? Because he has a great plan for your life. And that's where self-control can be your friend versus your enemy. You know,
yeah.
We've all been in situations where you feel like, oh, the last thing I want to do is have self-control. But in the end, it's, I think, where you want to go in life. What is God's plan for your life? And that's where self-control is really a helpful tool for us.
Yeah, and it's one of those harder conversations to have with your kids in the sense of you almost want to, you don't want to be negative, but you're bringing them to the point of understanding that your natural bend in life is sometimes to not be self-controlled. You know, I think the scriptures tell us a lot about our anger and our tempers, and so many times in life that we feel like, okay, well, the emotion came upon me, so I just went with it. And
right.
I see it in my 5-year-old and my 3-year-old, is that they get angry and they act on that anger. And to get to the point where we say, okay, this is where self-control shows up in our life, you know, and it's a really important understanding, I think, both as Christians, but also to us parents that are trying to raise this into our kids, is that we're helping them understand that even as unnatural as it feels, and when you kind of pick up your feet and just go with the flow of your emotions, it
right.
doesn't take you to good places. And it is true when it feels like you're having to walk upstream, and when self-control takes you that way, it becomes a discipline. You know, it's funny that the scriptures make a very interesting description or a depiction in that the scriptures never tell us not to be angry. Because anger is a natural emotion that we're going to have.
Right.
But it says, in your anger, do not sin.
Right.
And so what happens there is in that little crux point, you say, in your anger, make a decision. Here's where decisions happen. And this is where you decide to be self-controlled and walk back upstream against this anger piece.
Well, that's a great point, because I think it's in those moments trying to remember that this is one of those moments. That's what I tell Cole a lot. In fact, just the other day, he got upset over something, and I said, all right, buddy, this is one of those moments. You can go down this road, and there's going to be consequences, but if you choose to be self-controlled and choose the wise thing, that's going to work out in a different direction. This is one of those moments, and I think helping our kids recognize, okay, this is one of the moments to choose self-control, I think that's helpful for us as parents to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And part of it is helping them understand it as they're growing through all the seasons of this in their life and beginning to see how this plays out in their world. Because, so many times in life, I find myself feeling guilty because I haven't modeled this well in front of my kids.
Yeah.
I've gotten frustrated with the Comcast person. No offense to Comcast, I shouldn't have said that. The cable person. Comcast is an incredible cable provider.
Right.
The cable person, or the traffic snarled, or the pizza delivery guy messed up, or my spouse is frustrated, or my kids have frustrated me. And that I find myself not modeling it well. And, then I think, well, they're frustrated. They got frustrated with me and I got frustrated back. But the big difference is that I'm 40 years old and they're still learning this skill set. You know, we forget that our 5-year-old, even though that or our 15-year-old can frustrate us in great ways and push a lot of buttons with us. But for them, it's a developing skill. It's a developing skill that's mental. It's biological. It's spiritual in some ways. That they're figuring out this for the first time. For us, sometimes it's just a lack of discipline as parents to be able to say that, you know, this isn't helpful. We're not modeling this well. So many times in life, I'll have conversations with my wife or actually with other parents and come across the realization that anger is not necessarily strategic. You know,
yeah.
So many times I'll feel myself getting angry with my kids, and I'm
right.
thinking, now, what is strategic about what I'm doing right now?
Right.
And I realize it's not strategic. There's no plan in this. I would never put this down on paper as a strategy, but I've gone with the flow of how my emotions felt instead of saying, okay, you know, I've got to take control of this. And that's what we're trying to teach our kids. We're trying to teach them that this is one of those moments right now that you can take control of this and go right or left. And you know what God wants you to do. And so He wants you to go right. You know, it's been interesting because we've really focused so far on kind of the negative aspects of self-control, not the negative aspects of self-control, but just how self-control takes us away from negative things. This is really a two-sided principle, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there are the things that I want to propel away from, you know, in terms of the bad things, of whether it's harsh words or just different things, whether I'm beating bad stuff or gossiping or whatever. But there's also the things that I think self-control can propel us toward, disciplines, good disciplines. And I think some people are hardwired to be more disciplined than others. I'm not hardwired to instantly be disciplined like some people I know. But I think understanding that self-control can be a very positive thing, and it leads us to very positive things, is great, such as, you know, reading the Bible, which is a great self-control discipline to have, praying, great self-control to have, giving, a great self-control to have, and teaching our kids to have disciplines in order so that they can be generous. And so, you know, we've just recently got on the whole allowance thing and showing them how they can spend their money, how they can save their money, and how can they can give their money away, and how to be disciplined and all that. All of those things are very, very positive things that we want to move them towards. So to your point, I think sometimes we think, oh, I got to be self-controlled. I can't do this. I can't do that. But there are so many things that we can do that we can't lose sight of that.
Yeah, I have an incredible blessing in being able to peek into the households of a lot of different families around Buckhead and around North Point Ministries. And I really have a thought that the families that are most self-controlled as a unit, and that, what I mean by that is that parents that have taken control of their schedule and have a plan, you know, I'm wired this way anyway. I'm a strategic kind of person. I love strategy. Mm-hmm. I love having a plan. If you go on vacation with our family, you're going to see us have a plan. And we, what we call Team Phoenix. Team Phoenix is, it's really us getting our kids onto our plan. But, you know, the families that I see out there that are strategic and are in, basically as a byproduct, have self-control enough to say, this is what we do with our time. Mm-hmm. We're in control of our time. We're in control of our schedules. We're not, you know, leaving early and late everywhere else and eating every meal in the car and are constantly overcommitted, that are strategic with their money, that are strategic with their relationships, the way that they approach the relationships that God's put in their life, that says that teacher's in our life, that coach is in our life, these neighbors in our life, and we're going to be strategic about it. The way they're strategic with the words that they use and the way that they use them and the time that they spend. It's just amazing to see the fertile ground that gives for God to do amazing things, not just in the parents' lives and in the lives of their kids, but for their kids. Their kids have this interesting air about themselves in the sense that God's using them in great ways. And it's all because comes back to their ability to be usable. And that comes back to being controlled as a family. You know, like I do, that I think one of the biggest dangers that we all face right now is lack of self-control in our schedules.
Right.
And parents, unfortunately, don't model this in front of their kids, and their kids feed off of it in great ways, and it paralyzes families.
Well, Wendy, give you an example. I give Wendy all the credit. This was her idea, but leading into this fall, we were deciding which sport is Cole going to play. Is he going to play soccer or baseball? He's played both of them. And so she decided, you know what? At his age, this may be one of the last falls that we can just really enjoy. Why don't we just not do anything? Now, I'm not saying sports is bad and doing that is bad. I think it's great. I grew up playing sports. But she kind of led us to this decision saying, hey, why don't we just go have fun? And, you know, my first response was, well, he's almost seven. If he doesn't play baseball this year, he'll never play for the Atlanta Braves.
He's off the track.
I know. So, but you know what? That was a really freeing opportunity for us to go, you know what? We're just going to take the fall off, and we're just going to go have some fun. And we're just a few weeks into it, but it's been really, really good. But that, she had to exhibit some self-control, and we had to exhibit some self-control as a family. Go, you know what? I think we're not going to do that this fall. And gosh, it has freed up a lot of time. And he'll play baseball in the spring. We'll be back into it. But I think that's kind of getting to your point of taking self-control of your schedule, which is huge.
Yeah, and being able to, as a family, to step up and say, you know what, we don't know necessarily this is the perfect plan, but we have a plan.
Right, right.
And we're running this plan in as a self-controlled way, and we're not having to be reactive to the world, but we're walking into this world proactively because we know that our top priorities are going to be our top priorities for us. And so, well, let's dive down in a couple of minutes we have left. Let's dive down, and I would love to get kind of your thoughts as a pastor and a father, some really practical ways that we can teach our kids about self-control. You know, they've talked about it a lot. Our kids, the kids have learned about it this month, and hopefully you're already having some great discussions as a family around the dinner table and as you've played the game and spent some time online and reflecting on Kids Stuff Live. But, you know, in this thought of taking control, it's definitely a learned skill. How can we as parents help guide our kids in taking self-control in their own lives? What are some practical things?
Well, I think one thing, Billy, is that as parents, it's helpful to remember that it's a process. You know, I wish there was like a magic pill that the kids could take and suddenly they're self-controlled forever. And so I think it is a learned process that they, and sometimes it's two steps forward and one step back. Sometimes it's one step forward, five steps back. So I think just hanging in there and being encouraged that, yeah, you're going to see, we're all going to see opportunities where our kids take steps forward. And then you're going to see days where you're like, they're not getting it. So it is a process. It is a learned skill.
Get control as a kindergartner, it's going to change because then their life changes out from under them. Right about the time they're elementary school kids and they've figured out how to share and play well, they're going to become teenagers and you start all over again with another set of self-control issues.
Yeah, there's so many staff members around here having young babies, and so, you know, we're kind of out of that stage as you guys are, and but I've seen that, you know, some things, some challenges go away and some other challenges reappear.
Yeah, it's a unique thing in the sense that the challenge never goes away, but the challenges continually change. You know,
right.
Suddenly it's, you know, we're trying to get our child self-control enough to not hit their brother when they're fighting over the same crayon. And then it moves up to playing on a team and being fair in your elementary school. And then when you hit teenage years, you know, because I've worked with teenagers a lot, it's amazing to see self-control kick in, and a foundational principle that I'm learning how to handle the new temptations that I have in my life as a teenager. College brings its own set of things.
Absolutely.
And moving on. And unfortunately, it's a marathon. But fortunately, in some ways, it's one of the pleasures of being a parent and walking your side beside your child all the way through the days that they have their own kids.
And I think, too, as parents, we just want to encourage all of you that there are going to be days that you feel like you're a pretty good parent, and there are days where I feel like I'm a horrible parent. And so when it comes to this issue and others, it's just, as Billy said, it's a marathon, not a sprint. I think the second thing, too, Billy, is to celebrate. I think celebrating those moments when your kids do exhibit self-control, those are huge moments to go, okay, time out. Everybody gather around. Did you just see what Josh Phoenix just did there? Did you just see what Cole Henderson did? And the other thing, we were out with some friends last night, and Cole had done something at school that a teacher rewarded him. And I said, hey, look, I want you to know what Cole did. And my friend was gracious enough to listen, and he cared, but I really was telling Cole through my friend, because I just wanted to reward him and go, this was a time that you exhibited a lot of discipline and self-control. That's huge, buddy. And that's one of those moments. So I think when you see that, I think sometimes we tend to punish when self-control isn't. And then we kind of go, okay, good. You did what I said. We got to reward the behavior we want repeated.
Yeah. Absolutely. And that's the great bookend to the other side of it, is being able just to say, we're pointing out those moments when you can say, this is what we talked about before. This is one of those moments where you can make a decision, and then let kids make that decision. And when they do, it's an incredible celebration. So many times we show up as parents ready to point out when they didn't exhibit it, but catching them when they do, it's one of the greatest pleasures that we can give as a parent.
One other application, Billy, I think, is for us to join in together. You mentioned it earlier, but you know, I think our kids take their cues from us. And so I've got to be self-disciplined if I want my kids to be self-disciplined, and join in together with them. And one of the things we do is, I mentioned earlier, my vice in life is Coca-Cola Classic. But we don't want our kids to drink that all the time. So we have kind of like Coke Fridays. But when we go out to dinner, they'll get water and I'll get water. So we're in this together. Fridays we get to celebrate. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, hey, we're in this together, showing self-control. So I think trying to participate with your kids helps teach them and let them know that you're in this with them.
Yeah, and it's incredibly important, too. And this will become much more important, I think, as your kids get older and they actually move into adolescent years or teenage years, is that, you know, when kids see their parents work through a process or work on something, it's encouraging for them.
It really is.
Because the most discouraging thing your kids can think is that, okay, my parents are perfect, and I know I'm not perfect, and so how does that work? We lack a connection there. But within reason, and I think there's obviously discretion here, inviting your kids and saying, hey, this is something that your dad struggles with.
Right.
This is something, again, within reason, your mom struggles with. Help us, encourage us, and watch us as we exhibit self-control in our lives. And, you know, you can pick that small thing that you can invite them into. And even sometimes they're really good at holding you accountable.
Yes.
Yeah, my kids are quick to tell me, they watch the speedometer in our car, and they're quick to tell me those kind of things. So.
Yeah, I think they enjoy it. You know, it kind of turns the tables.
Yeah. What's not enjoyable about pointing out your parents' flaws?
That's right. So,
well, Jeff, thanks for being with us today. And thanks for being a great leader at Buckeye Church. And thanks for being a great parent for Cole and Jesse, and a husband for Wendy. And thanks for being a part of our new Kids Stuff program.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Billy. This is huge. I'm so excited about the redesign of Kids Stuff. And just appreciate you guys listening. And look forward to seeing you next month at Kids Stuff.
Well, thanks for joining us on the Kids Stuff Parent Podcast this month. We hope this has been helpful for you. Be sure to continue to play the game this month with your kids, and also to checking back every week at Kids Stuff Online to find new video, uploading some of your own content, and spending some time working through this month's big idea of self-control. Thanks for being a parent. Thanks for being such a supportive role in our ministry. And as always, we think that what happens at home is much more important than happens here. And so we want to constantly be able to support you and encourage you. So let us know if there's any other ways we can do that and any ways that we can help. Thanks for joining us, and have a great October practicing self-control.